Are you praying for quickening in your own life, in the life of your fellow workers, and in the church? Will you set apart 1/2 hour each day as soon as possible to pray for this awakening? And are you willing to pray till the awakening comes? These words come from the missionary John Hyde, who we will be looking at today on the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. On today's podcast, we are going to continue our series in looking at previous articles from the America Pray Now magazine. Today, we will be looking at an article about the missionary John Hyde in the first volume of the America Pray Now magazine. John Hyde was an American missionary to India, who later became known as Praying Hyde. His life is a wonderful testimony of a life dedicated to and belief in the power of prayer. John Hyde was born in 1865. He grew up in a large family. He was the son of a Presbyterian pastor, and he himself studied to become a minister just like his father. However, when he was 26 years old, his older brother Ed, who had dedicated his life as a missionary to China, died of typhoid fever. Although he was overwhelmed by his brother's death, John eventually committed his own life to the mission field. He later became so enthusiastic about his call as a missionary that it affected 26 of his classmates, who then also dedicated their life to the mission field. After much preparation and training, John finally left for India in the fall of 1892. During the trip, Hyde became convicted that he was not qualified for the commission he was undertaking. His conviction led him to an earnest Bible study, as well as intensive seeking for guidance from the Holy Spirit. Arriving to India, he was admonished for spending more time studying the Bible than learning the native language. The life and letters of Praying Hyde tell us that his response was simply, "I am sorry, but first things come first." Prayer and spending time in God's Word remained a high priority throughout Hyde's life. He became fluent in 2 of the native Indian languages and was no doubt being blessed for his commitment to seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. John Hyde's personal letters reveal a man who prevailed in prayer. He also shares many answers from his prayers. Hyde prayed frequently and fervently, patiently waiting and believing in God to answer his prayers. In one letter he writes, "My dear friends, will you pray not for these people alone, but that we who witness may have him to witness through us, who alone convicts the world of sin. Pray that we may be filled with the Spirit, for only then shall we have power." Another letter states, "Pray, dear fellow endeavorers, that our Christians may be strong to resist sin and strong to do God's work." Another of Hyde's letters references, and I paraphrase, a lukewarm Christian having backslidden into his old heathen sorcery. "For him, too, prayer was made, and before we came away, he confessed his having fallen, and that he had returned." These are a few examples of the many times Hyde's letters referenced prayer. John Hyde's life of prayer provides great encouragement to continue believing in prayer. Each day, before all else, pray. Have faith with perseverance, and the answer will come. This article has been taken from Volume 1 of the America Pray Now magazine. But John Hyde's life is so interesting, I want to add a few things to it. When people spoke about John Hyde, they didn't call him a great preacher or a gifted organizer. They called him Praying Hyde. That wasn't a nickname that he chose. It was just what everybody noticed about him. It turns out that he struggled with his hearing for most of his life, which made preaching difficult for him. On one occasion, it was said that Praying Hyde spent an entire night praying, not for revival, not for a city, but for one man. He prayed by name, hour after hour, through the night. The next day, that very man sought for Hyde and gave his life to Christ. Praying Hyde believed that prayer wasn't finished when we ran out of words. He believed it was finished when God gave assurance. He once said, "I do not pray for faith. I pray until I have faith." For Hyde, that meant prayer had no stopwatch. Sometimes he prayed for hours, sometimes days. He wouldn't move on until his heart was at rest in God's answer. It was said that other missionaries didn't always understand this. They said that in meetings he was often silent and withdrawn, sometimes even absent-minded. Some thought he was discouraged. But it was later that they realized that he was praying, he was listening, he was interceding while the others planned and spoke. Those that knew Hyde said that he often wept in prayer, not dramatically, just sincerely. His prayers flowed from love, from a heart broken for people and deeply attentive to God. Those who passed by John Hyde's room would say that he would go without food and sleep for days, lost in prayer and intercession for the lost. He would often pray, "Lord, give me souls, lest I die." And the revival meetings exploded with the souls of thousands seeking God. Not with great media campaigns or clever tactics. It seemed as if heaven were opening over India. John Hyde teaches us that the real battle is not at the pulpit, but in the secret place of prayer. We are in a place today in our world where desperate prayers, such as those of John Hyde, are needed so desperately again. The article that we read today comes from Volume 1 of the America Pray Now magazine. And just as a reminder, you can get your own copy of the America Pray Now magazine by visiting the America Pray Now website, and has many articles about prayer, people of prayer, testimonies of prayer, and it's completely free. America Pray Now also meets in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, but we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our websites for dates and times. Please join us next week on the America Pray Now podcast. Until next time, may God bless you.